Episode 1. Guess the show's about to start. Take a seat.
Driving me up the wall. He came back to the apartment last night smelling about 15 different kinds of alcohol and then some.
Hey, can I get a refill of this, Cindy?
Sure, I can get you a refill, Phil. Where would you like it? On your lap or on your face? It's closing time. Get out of here.
All right. Jesus, we're going.
So where was I? Oh, yeah. So he comes in and tells me he wants to sign up as a contestant for that TV show Night Brawl. You know, the gladiator show? Oh, you know, the show in Sector 10 where they hunt you for sport and return your cash. He actually thinks he can win the damned thing. Still, when it comes to paying rent, I would rather fight to the death than keep waitressing in this damn place all my life. Baby, I gotta go. Call you tonight, okay? Alright, say hi to Bill for me, okay? All right, bye. Well, well, well. Marcus Reachman, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
One coffee, Cindy. Make it fast.
The diner's just closed, you know, Marcus. Still, I guess I do owe you a favor. I got so scared the other day. Martha, you know Martha, right?
No.
Well, Martha told me you were dead. You know that? She said that detective fella got shot up by gangsters down in Sector 9 or someplace. But I didn't believe her. So you got any news? I'm telling you, Marcus, I've been out of my mind with worry. Barely slept in days. What's in the box, by the way?
See for yourself.
Mr. Tom-Tom!
Cindy, do you have any idea of what it took to get this cat? He went 2 sectors down. 2. I don't even know how that's possible. And that's not all. He walked straight into a power plant run by one of the gangs.
Oh, Mr. Tom-Tom, you brave little kitty.
The gang leader, he adopts your cat, as you do. When he found out I'd taken him, he shut down the whole transit tunnel. I had to hoist myself up 5 miles of piping whilst carrying that blasted thing. Look at these scratches!
Mr. Tom-Tom, Did you rescue Mr. Rageman? Did you? Oh, did you?
You know what else I had to climb through? The sewer system. 3 extra miles of...
Who wants some tuna? Who wants some tuna? Here you go, Marcus. You've earned every penny.
Cindy, this is $5.
Uh-huh.
$5? $5? This box cost me 10!
But it's all I have.
Can I at least get that coffee to go?
Here you go. Have it on the house.
Well, I guess that's something. Glad I could help. Anyway, I guess. Take care, Cindy.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Tom-Tom.
Well, home sweet home. What the? Hello? Anyone in here?
Oh, hello there.
Damn, you scared the hell out of me, lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. The door was open and it's been pretty cold tonight, so I let myself in.
You let yourself in?
Yes. You do have a sign outside telling potential clients to wait inside your apartment in your absence.
I do? Oh yeah, I've been meaning to get rid of that. Well, forgive the, gun, ma'am? Sorry, I haven't exactly had a very pleasant few days.
I can relate to that, Mr. Reachman.
Would you like to, step into my office, ma'am?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So, how can I help you, ma'am?
So it is true.
So, is, what true?
That you're, private detective. I didn't quite believe it when I found you on the database.
Best in Midnight City. Unless you count the dead ones.
I don't.
Glad to hear it. Drink?
Oh, no thank you.
Probably just as well. The scotch has turned gray. That can't be a good sign. Still, in my case, beggars can't be choosers. Cheers.
Mr. Reachman, my name is Melissa Veilhart. I was hoping to make use of your services as a detective. For almost a year now, I've served as an assistant to a very important politician. That politician died very suddenly tonight, and I would like you to look into what happened to him.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss. So, who exactly are we talking about here? A big-time politician or one of the small fries? Was he as big as Michael Rose, for example?
Actually, Mr. Reachman, my employer was Michael Rose.
Wait, are you telling me that Michael Rose... is dead?
Yes.
Damn, I wasn't expecting that. He was a good man. At least from what I heard about him.
Yes. Michael was a brilliant man. A wonderful employer and an even more perfect friend. Midnight City will never be the same now that he's gone.
I have to admit, I was kind of looking forward to him becoming the new overseer around here. It looked like he could have done... some good work.
He did do good work, Mr. Reachman. Great work. The tragedy of all of this is that his work was cut short.
How did he die?
His wife found him early this morning, almost 2 hours ago. She found him dead.
Where?
In his family mansion. The House of Rose, it's called. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Fancy place, or so I've heard. So the MPD, I take it they're launching an investigation into Rose's death tonight.
Yes. They told me they couldn't find any obvious signs of foul play, but the police called me down to the mansion a while ago, just asking me the usual questions, how long had we worked together, how long had I known him, that sort of thing.
And then they let you go.
Yeah. Mr. Reachman, I'm not sure I fully trust the MPD. I need an extra person to look at the body so I can...
rest a little easier?
Michael Rose had a lot of enemies, Mr. Reachman, as I'm sure you and everyone else in Midnight knows all too well. One of them could have got to him. Personally, I don't think it's very likely, but I just want to be sure.
I understand.
After you've had a look around the place and looked into things, I would appreciate it if you could call me with your findings. After you do, I'll arrange to have $500 sent to you as a means of payment.
All right, Miss Valentine. You got yourself a deal. Tell me, are the police still at the House of Rose?
Yes. The crime scene is still set up, and I don't believe they've moved the body. You should still have time to look around.
All right. Let me see you out, Miss Veilhart. Expect a call within the next few days.
Thank you.
Have a good night, ma'am.
Under the circumstances, Mr. Reachman, I imagine that's quite impossible. But I appreciate the gesture. Take care.
$100? That's a lot of missing cats. Huh? Miss Vilhart?
Oh, hello!
Wait, what? Who are you?
Hello!
Hi. Can I help you at all?
Hello!
Well, it's been fun. See ya!
Sorry, I believe I didn't start that conversation very well. Can I start again?
If you like.
Are you Marcus Reachman?
That's me, but who are you?
Oh, sorry. Forgive me, it's been one of those days. My name is Alys.
Okay, well, is there something I can do for you, Alys?
Yes, there is. I'm here about the spare room.
The spare room?
That's right!
Kid, I think you've got the wrong apartment.
You are Marcus Reachman of 19 Shade Apartments, aren't you?
That's me, but I'm not looking for a roommate.
According to this, you are.
Let me see that. Oh, this? Sure, I put an advert advertising the spare room in the paper, but that was months ago. Wait, where did you even find this? This paper must be ancient.
Oh, I was just looking through some bins when I found it.
Bins? Why were you going through bins?
Oh, it's just a hobby of mine.
Of course it is. Look, kid, I'm sorry. The spare room's no longer available.
You've already found another roommate.
Well, no, but...
Excellent! Shall I take that as a cue to come in?
What? Hey, what are you...
This is nice! Moldy floorboards, blinking light bulb, fridge filled with rotten... What is that exactly?
That? Well, that's obviously, yogurt? At least I think it used to be. Look, can you go, please? I'm really very busy right now.
Ooh, are you solving a case right now?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I am. So if you don't mind...
So where am I going to sleep?
Excuse me?
You know, where would I be sleeping in?
Nowhere! Look, lady, what part of this aren't you getting, okay? The spare room's no longer available. A few months ago, sure, I needed the money, but now I still do. Wait a minute, would you be willing to pay me rent? As in actual money? To live here?
Of course! Here.
Alys, this is a dollar. One. $1.
I'm sorry, did I overpay?
Well, there goes that dream. Listen, Alys, believe me, the room is far from ideal anyway. It's just the attic upstairs. And between you and me, it's got a bit of a rat infestation.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Reachman. Where I come from, I'm plenty used to rats.
Where exactly would that be?
Sector 8.
You're from a place that's worse off than Sector 7? My condolences. Still, this sector ain't exactly a merry-go-round of candy floss and cheer ever, kid. You've traveled a long way to go just for an attic room in a completely different sector. What's the catch, exactly?
I'd prefer not to go into it. Oh, wow! What's that?
What, that? That's my tap typer. Don't get too excited. I used to use it to access Midnight Database, but ever since I broke it, it's just been collecting dust. I haven't managed to fix it since.
Done.
What?
I fixed it for you.
Fixed? What you mean you... You fixed it. It works.
So, did I get the room?
What? No! I'm sorry, kid. You look like you mean well, but right now, I'm not looking for a roommate. I don't even know why I even placed that advert in the paper in the first place. I mean, I like living alone.
Well, so do I. You see? We have something in common.
Sorry, kid. No dice. I've made up my mind. But, listen. I've got the feeling you haven't exactly got somewhere else to go tonight.
It's possible.
Well, if it'll help you out, I guess you could stay here for the night.
Really?
Sure. But just for tonight, all right? I'm gonna be away working on some private detective kind of stuff anyway, so it shouldn't really make much of a difference to me. Take the fold out, but I want you gone by the morning. Are we clear about that?
I understand.
Good. All right, well, I'm heading out now, so...
Where are you going?
Nowhere that's gonna be particularly fun, I can tell you that for free. I take it you'll be fine here on your own.
Oh, don't worry. Right now, I really think this is the best place for me.
Well, if I'm leaving here now and you're leaving here in the morning, we'll probably never see each other again. So, take care, kid.
You...
Brian Connors? Hey, Connors! Over here!
You son of a bitch. You know everybody at the station's banging on about you being dead. Something about getting your head blown off at a jazz club.
It nearly got blown off. There's an important distinction.
Hey, man, it's not like I believe it. It would take more than half a dozen Section 9 thugs to take down my pal.
Boy, if only that were true.
So what are you doing up here, man? God, I haven't seen you in months. I take it you heard?
About Michael Rose? Yeah.
Glad you're here.
Rose's assistant swung by my office.
Melissa Veilhart? I wondered where she went off to after we finished questioning her. So she went down to see you, huh?
Let's be honest, Connor. She probably made the right choice in coming to me. So could I, take a look?
At the body? You kidding me? Forget it, Marcus. We're friends. But if anyone saw you snooping around here, they would put my goddamn head on a platter and serve it with tartar sauce.
So, where's everybody now?
They're all on coffee break. They've left me in charge here. As usual.
So who's to know? Come on, Connors. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
All right. But if you tell anyone about this, I will hunt you down and throw something at you. All right?
All right. Whoa, talk about space.
I know, right? Like, can you imagine living somewhere like this? Six floors, 50 rooms. You know he's got a gym? A gym.
So, do you know whereabouts in the house he died?
He was found dead in his bed in the early morning. Approximately around 2 a.m.? Naked, apparently. His wife had just returned home from dinner with a friend when she found him. Here we are, the master bedroom. Our boys haven't moved the body yet. Now, before you start, Marcus, the body is completely untouched. No bullet wounds, no bruises. He hasn't as much as chipped a nail. Our boys aren't exactly 100%, but they're pretty sure it was just a heart attack.
A heart attack? No. You see all this muscle on him? For a politician, this man definitely kept in shape. Anyway, I thought you said he had a gym.
Maybe he just didn't use it?
No. See those running shoes over there, with the bookcase? He used it. He was a famous jogger. That was pretty much the only thing the press learned about his personal life. The Midnight Herald got some inside scoop that he ran 5 hours a day during his campaign for overseer. A man this healthy doesn't just kneel over in his bed and die, Connors. Normally, I would say he was suffocated, but there are no usual signs of a struggle here. If I could just... Aha! Here we go.
What?
There's some kind of mark in his arm here. A kind of puncture in his skin. It's tiny, but... I can just about make it out.
So what? Could have been caused by anything.
Not this mark. Whatever it is. It almost looks like...
Hey, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like nothing. The man died of a heart attack, Marcus. Case closed. You know how I know that?
Go on.
You see this bedroom? It was locked from the inside when they found him. Locked the whole night. Mrs. Rose had to call security to break the door down when she came back from dinner. And when they found him, he was dead. So it's simple. He locked the door, went to bed, had a heart attack, died. Case closed.
Well, the window's bolted from the inside, so nobody could have gotten through that way. Plus, the drop alone would be way too high. But how else could anyone have gotten inside a locked room?
Exactly. Plus, the front gate was locked, too. According to his wife, Rose changed the code only a couple days beforehand. Only he could have known it.
Well, maybe they...
No, there is no they, Marcus! There is no murderer! Just let us... close a case without having to investigate any of the criminal families, if you'd be so kind.
Even if one of the criminal families are responsible? Because they're so above political killings.
This is different. Now, your 5 minutes are up. Just go home, tell Miss Veilhart her boss died of a heart attack. That way she gets an answer, you get paid, and we get to cut down on the paperwork. Everyone wins. Come on, man. Let me see you out.
Detective Connors.
Miss Rose,
I had been informed that the police had already concluded their investigation of my husband's body. May I ask who this is?
The name's Reachman, ma'am. Marcus Reachman. I'm a private detective.
Is that so? Well, I can't recall giving the MPD permission to allow strangers to wander into my house at night. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave, Mr. Reachman. I shall escort you out. And Detective Connors, I will be speaking to your superiors about this. In the meantime, see to it that my husband's body is moved from here with the utmost respect.
So long, Marcus.
Mrs. Rose, I apologize about the intrusion. I was just trying to help.
Somehow, Mr. Reachman, I doubt that. As a private detective, I'm sure your motives were much less transparent. Incidentally, may I ask who sent you here tonight?
I'm afraid that's confidential,
Another journalist, I expect. Even in death, my husband can't seem to find peace. So tell me, Mr. Reachman, do you believe as the police do? Do you believe my husband died of natural causes?
Do you?
I used to believe in a lot of things, Mr. Reachman. Now I'm not so sure. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Rose. And, ma'am? I'm sorry to...
Well, hello, ladies. Welcome to the Night Runner. Come right in.
Hello there. Don't suppose I could expect the same welcome.
Marcus Reachman, I've been meaning to test out my left hook lately, or should I use you as target practice?
As tempting as that sounds, I'm here to see Drevet.
So are most people. Actually, getting to see him is a different matter. I tell you I was sorry, but I'm really not.
Sorry, Giggles. I'm not going anywhere.
Giggles? I like that. That's funny.
I'm only saying it one more time, pal. Get lost. You're not on the list.
No, but I am on the other one.
If Trevik wanted to let in every guy he wanted dead, half the city would be on the guest list.
Come on, pal. Imagine. If he finally decides to kill me in there, you could end up getting some of the credit for it.
Have it your way, Reachman. But if you put so much of a toe out of line...
Yeah. Can I come in?
Before you get to see him, you're gonna have to give me your gun.
You kidding me? This is Drevik we're talking about, right?
Honestly, ladies, you'll be the end of me. I'm a married man. My wife could come in here at any minute.
Boss, Marcus Reachman is here to see you.
Hello, Drevik.
Ladies, give us a few minutes. The gentleman here has something to discuss with me. Go get something for yourselves at the bar, free of charge. Tell them I sent you. Ah, beautiful creatures. Lulu used to live in Sector 4, don't you know?
You're not married, Drevik.
Women love the pretense of boundaries. Drives them wild. I'm sure you would understand.
No, I really wouldn't.
Well, it's good to see you anyway, boy. I heard a nasty rumor that you'd gotten yourself shot, chasing after a dog in Sector 9 or something.
It was a cat, and I didn't get shot. I got thrown off a balcony.
Well, I'm just glad to know you're not dead, my friend. It would have been so anticlimactic to have someone else kill you.
Why can't we kill this guy again, boss?
Because Marcus Reachman, Mr. Wolf, has put more of my competitors out of business than you and everyone else on my payroll put together. But don't worry. One of these days, we'll have him killed eventually.
Wow, Drevik, you really know how to make a guy feel welcome.
Well then, Marcus, what can I do for you tonight? I take it you're not just here for a friendly chat, or a gander at those lovely new holographic dancers we installed.
I want to talk about Michael Rose.
Mr. Wolf, why don't you take a look at those dancers yourself for a few minutes?
Nah, I'm good, boss. I got a good look at them earlier. I wouldn't miss this for...
Mr. Vorden, please take Mr. Wolf's body and dispose it with the rest. There's a good chap. Now, where were we?
Michael Rose died early this morning.
You say that like I haven't known for hours.
Someone killed him, Drevik. Who?
Your old friends at the MPD don't think so.
How would you know?
Marcus, please. You and I both know that I always keep an eye on everything. This is big news. Down here, people will pay anything for information. Now, how about a drink? How about some wine? This wasn't cheap, you know. I had to kill a lot of men in Sector 8 to get it. It isn't poisoned, Marcus.
It was last time.
Last time, if I recall, you broke in here and put half my men in hospital.
Who was it, Drevik?
Who murdered Rose? I don't know.
You really expect me to believe that? You said it yourself, Drevik. You have to be the only man who knows about every conspiracy that goes on here in Midnight.
You misunderstand me, Marcus. You must believe me when I say I wish I knew. But alas, I don't. Of course, I can't deny that Rose had a lot of enemies from my part of town. He was intending to propose a lot of unpopular legislation against Midnight's less legally inclined community.
Is that what you call yourselves now?
People down here despised Rose. Some of us were so sure he'd get his head blown off during the campaign. We even had bets going about when it was going to happen. But between you and me, I didn't hear a word from anyone about any of the gangs planning on making a move. And if I don't hear about something, it doesn't exist. Besides, can you imagine the scum down here having the brains to break into the House of Rose, finding a way into a locked bedroom, and then coming out the same way?
So, you think that Rose was murdered by someone who's close to her?
You didn't hear it from me, but you know what they say. Keep your friends close, and your enemies closer.
Words to live by. Well, Drevik, as much as it's been a real blast to catch up again, I better take off. By the way, speaking of close enemies, next time, don't poison my drink again. What, you didn't think I'd notice? It's kind of getting old.
I'll get you one of these days, my boy. One of these days.
Well, it's been fun, Drevik. You take care. And while you're at it, can you tell your goons to back off? What, do you buy these guys in bulk or something?
Boys, show our friend Mr. Reachman the way out. Although, keep in mind, he's not a VIP member.
What the hell?
Ah, good, you're awake. I was beginning to wonder when you would come around.
Hey, I remember you. Ah, my head. Ugh. What the hell happened?
Well, if you really want to know, some men pulled up outside the apartment a few hours ago and threw you out onto the street. I dragged you back inside, so that was fun. Tell me, do you usually receive beatings from strange men?
Believe me, I wish that wasn't the case. Ah, Drevik's buddies hit harder than I remembered.
Would you like some ice for your head?
Oh, sure. Hey, wait a minute. I thought I told you to get lost by the morning. It's 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, but are you sorry I didn't leave? You'd probably still be lying out on the street if it wasn't for me. So did you have fun last night?
What?
Last night. You said you were working on some sort of case?
Well, if you count getting beaten up and examining a dead man's body fun, I guess you could...
Aha! So you are investigating a murder.
Yeah, well, the body looked tampered with somehow, so I went to an acquaintance of mine for information. I thought maybe he got word of who was responsible, but it turns out he didn't know anything.
Perhaps he was lying.
Well, that's the thing about Drevik. He always lies. The key is finding out when he's telling a bad one. Kid, is there any chance you could get that for me?
I thought you wanted me to leave.
Yeah, well, I think if I stand up too quickly, I'll end up throwing up. Just make sure you get a good look at whoever it is through the keyhole first, and if they look like they're carrying a gun, come back here and we'll both scramble out the window, okay? It's kind of an old tradition of mine. Help me out, will you, kid?
Marcus, is there any chance I could persuade you to answer the door instead?
Why, they don't have a gun, do they?
Well, the truth is, I'm hydrophobic.
Hydrophobic?
Yes, I have a bit of a fear of people. I'm afraid. I'm awfully shy.
I thought hydrophobia was a fear of water.
I have that too.
What? All right, fine, I'll get it.
Wonderful. Also, would it be all right if I go upstairs?
What? Fine, sure, whatever. Hydrophobic. Just once, I'd like to meet someone who doesn't want to kill me, or who isn't crazy. Or both. I'm coming. Sheesh, take it easy. Yeah?
Hello, sir. My name is Jack Grin. I'm a representative working on behalf of the Shrimp Shack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't order takeout.
Actually, sir, we were hoping to utilize your skills as a private detective. Is there any chance I could come in?
Sure. Right this way. Can I offer you a drink, Mr. Grin?
Ah, thank you, sir. I'll have a scotch.
Coming right up.
Now, down to business. A few days ago, a piece of equipment escaped from one of our shrimp shack chains operating within Sector 8. We would like you to utilize your skills as a private detective to help us track it down.
I'm sorry, did you just say a piece of equipment escaped one of your restaurants? What, did the deep fat fryer go on strike or something?
Actually, sir, this particular piece of equipment was a little more advanced than that.
How advanced are we talking here?
A few $1 million more. The piece of equipment in question was an automated liaison in serving shrimp, a synthetic waitress that the owner says developed signs of gaining sentience before she made her escape.
Wait a minute, are you saying this piece of equipment was
A synth?
Exactly.
A walking and talking synth. And she just, what, got up and walked out on her own?
I see you understand the gravity of our situation. The synth in question was a common, run-of-the-mill model. She developed some sort of low-key form of consciousness before she escaped. Naturally, it's something the company is determined to keep under wraps before this whole affair goes public. An incident like this could cause the Shrimshack a great deal of embarrassment in the eyes of our shareholders, being charged with leading the manhunt. I was wondering if you could help us track the synth down.
And how much would you be offering me to do that, exactly?
This much.
Whoa, is that... Wow.
According to local CCTV footage we pulled up from the database, we believe the waitress fled here to Sector 7, and as such, we've organized a manhunt to scour the area.
Well, Mr. Grin, I'm currently all wrapped up in a case right now, but, if I come across anything of value, I'll let you know.
That's all I wanted to hear. Here's my card.
Thanks a lot.
If you find any trace of her whereabouts, or even manage to capture her, just give us a call on that number and we'll pay you that amount and probably more. We're very eager to see a swift conclusion to all this.
Sure. And, just between you and me, do you know what you'll do when you find her? With the, synth, I mean.
Oh, we'll probably just terminate her. I mean, what use is a malfunctioning android, right?
Right. Of course.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Reachman.
So long. Alice? You can come down now.
Has he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Are you all right? You're not looking too good.
Of course. Never better. So, what do you want?
What?
That man at the door.
Oh, nobody. Wrong address.
Really? He looked like... Well, never mind that. So tell me all about this murder you're investigating. It sounds ever so exciting.
Well, if you must know... Looking into the death of Michael Rose.
Who?
You're kidding, right? Michael Rose was probably the most famous politician in all of Midnight. You know, the overseer candidate? You don't follow politics much, do you, kid?
Oh, not really. I don't have a particularly wide range of interests, to be honest. So, are you attempting to track down the murderer of this person?
Yeah, but the MPD don't even believe that Rose was murdered in the first place. But it's all too convenient. He had way too many enemies to suddenly just drop dead. Trevik may have had a point about that. Maybe I should talk to someone who knew Rose personally. Not his wife. After last night, I doubt she'll even let me within 50 feet of the house of Rose.
One of his friends, perhaps?
Alice, when you're running for the position of overseer, friends are just a liability. They can sell your secrets, go running to the press. The press? Wait a minute. A few months back, the Midnight Herald had this political journalist. Her name was... Hey, Alice, do you still have that old newspaper you brought over here last night?
Of course.
Yeah, that's it. Right here, see? Louise Laverne. When Rose first announced his bid for candidacy in the overseer elections, this hotshot journalist started writing a weekly column about him. She was always boasting about how she followed him everywhere, from photographing his mansion at night to even going through his trash.
Sounds more like stalking to me.
Yeah, no kidding. But I haven't seen her write for this paper for a long time. Still, she seemed like quite an expert on Rose, to say the least. Maybe she can help me out. Let's see. If I type her name into the Midnight database, Louise Laverne, narrow the search fields contained to this sector.
What is it?
Well, it's found a match. According to an MPD report filed last night, a reporter who wrote for the Midnight Herald called Louise Laverne was believed to have committed suicide by jumping into a pit of molten steel. What? So Midnight City's leading expert on Rose dies 2 weeks before the man himself.
Do you think there's a connection there?
It's possible. It's got the address of her old apartment listed on here. 668 Tri-Steel Apartments. There's a chance she could have left behind some sort of clue regarding Rose's death. Maybe it's worth checking out. It's in this sector, after all. Oh, and while I'm leaving, you can leave too.
What? Why?
Hey, before I said you could stay the night, not all day. Now, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Or could I at least come with you? To help you with your case? I could help you find clues.
Wait, you're serious? No, you'd be no help at all.
Well, maybe you could use the company. Or maybe not. Still, what's the worst that could happen?
You could get me killed. I can't believe I'm even saying this, but all right, you can tag along. Any strategy that gets you outside of my apartment, I suppose, is a good strategy by me. All right, come on. So, Aelis, did you ever get around to telling me why you left Sector 8?
I thought we agreed that avenue of discussion was closed.
All right. Well, what did you used to do?
You mean like a job?
Yeah.
I was a waitress.
Really? I imagine that would have been difficult for you. You know, having that fear of people and all, right?
Oh, well, I'm not saying it was easy. Believe me, there were a lot of reasons why I left.
Such as?
Let's just say, I just felt like a cog in a much larger machine. Can I ask you a question? Don't you get lonely doing what you do?
How do you mean?
You know, running around the city on your own, solving crimes, living on your own. You said you liked it, but I don't know how anybody could.
Well, I guess I haven't really thought about it that much. I suppose it's why I took out that ad in the paper in the first place. I mean, well, it doesn't matter now. In this city, if you get too close to anyone, especially doing what I do, they just end up getting hurt or betraying you. Believe me when I say I speak from experience about that.
We're here, by the way.
Huh? What?
This is it.
Ah, okay. Well, fingers crossed. So much for expecting some luck. The door is locked.
Hello, and welcome to the apartment of Louise Laverne.
Oh, brilliant. An AI security system.
Please state the reason for your visit.
We're here to see Louise.
Louise Laverne is currently absent. Would you like to leave a message?
I guess nobody thought to shut this thing down after Louise went missing. Is there any chance we could come in, please?
This does not compute. I detect only one life reading.
What? Oh, it's probably just faulty.
Look, can you just let us inside, please? It really is very cold out here.
Negative.
Son of a...
Computer, can you state the name of the corporation that designed you?
Certainly. I was designed by the Home Division of the Argus Rail Corporation.
Safeguard 8, Delta 69, Delta 1, Omega 6.
AI offline. Have a nice day.
That was... Wait, what?
Shall we go in?
Ladies first. After we get out of here... You and I should have a talk about what the hell just happened.
Noted. Now, did we break in here to search for clues or to talk?
Well, at least the apartment hasn't been cleared of her stuff yet. Ugh! What's that smell? Ah! This place stinks!
There's a lot of mail here.
Let's check out the bedroom first. Guess it gets stranger. There's no clothing in the wardrobe. See if you can find any information on Rose in that cabinet over there. Hello? What's this?
What's what?
It's a map. Wait a minute. This is a map of the House of Rose. How did she even get this?
Have you seen all her awards?
What? Oh, yeah. The June Correspondence Award, the Midnight Press Award, the Honored Award in Midnight Journalism for Miss Laverne's enlightened article on the outlaw of Black Needle. Seems like she enjoyed quite an amazing career.
That's not all she enjoyed.
Why? What have you found?
See for yourself.
My dearest angel... Every night I think about your beautiful face, it burns my very being? Wait a minute. This is a love letter. My God. This is signed by Michael Rose. So he was having an affair. This doesn't say who it's addressed to, though. Louise, maybe? We found this in her apartment, after all. Ugh.
Found something else?
No, I stepped in something. Is it water? Wait a minute. Oh, God. Remember that smell when we came in?
Yes.
It was gasoline. This place is coated in gasoline. Look.
What was that?
Oh, God. Someone's trying to torch this place.
What?
The hall's on fire. We need to get out of here now. Wait. Crap. The letters. I'm going back for them.
Don't be ridiculous. It's too late for that now.
Keep moving towards the back. Head for the front door. Oh, fantastic.
What now?
It's locked. God damn it!
So what do we do now?
We haven't got much time. The fire's too strong. At this rate, the whole building's gonna collapse in minutes.
The window!
You're not serious.
It's our only chance.
Are you crazy? That's a 40-foot drop.
I analyze a 92% chance of you surviving that fall.
Oh wow, really? That's not so bad.
Admittedly, I also detect 65% likelihood of you attaining serious injury.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Would you rather burn to death?
Where did you even come up with that statistic? All right, aim for that dumpster down there, okay?
Ladies first.
All right. Oh, crap! Ow.
Are you alright?
Me? Oh, I'm fine. How about you? Anything broken?
Just my dignity.
And my wrist.
Well,
there goes the House of Laverne.
Are you sure you're okay?
To be honest, I think I got the softer landing.
Yeah, I almost landed on some bricks. Who puts bricks in a dumpster? How can you have a faulty brick? Alright, come on.
Where are we going?
Yeah, I know somewhere we can lie low for a while. It's not far from here. Besides, I need some coffee.
Hey, Cindy, you here?
Marcus, I wasn't expecting to see you back here so soon. Oh, and hey, you brought a friend.
One coffee, please, Cindy.
Actually, make it two.
Ah, also, any chance you could throw in a bandage with all that?
Why? Oh my god, what happened to your wrist?
Cindy! Have you got one or not?
I suppose I can take a look around. Give me a sec.
How is the wrist, by the way?
I've had worse.
Believe me. Still, we were lucky to get out of that place alive. Why would someone torch Laverne's apartment? And with us inside?
Maybe they wanted to kill us.
Yeah, but the apartment was already covered in gasoline before we even went in there, remember? Whoever wanted to bring that place down wanted to bring it down badly. But why? It just doesn't make any sense.
Two coffees and a bandage.
Thanks, Cindy. Yuck. Man, do I hate this stuff.
The coffee? Why drink it, then?
Same reason anyone drinks coffee in this city. To keep alert. Besides, I haven't slept in days. Aren't you gonna have some?
After that heartfelt endorsement? Don't worry, I'm fine. I don't really drink much anyway.
It's not like it's alcohol.
I know. I just don't really drink very often.
Hey, you don't see me complaining. More for me.
I like this place.
You do?
Yeah. It's nice. It's quiet.
That's why I come here sometimes. Mostly just to think. Usually when I'm working on a case or something like that. Or just to, you know,
think about other things.
Like what?
Alice. What would you say if I told you? Safeguard 8, Delta 69, Delta 1, Omega 6.
All subroutines accessed, prototype Alice.
You know?
Yeah.
For how long?
God knows you left enough signs. It just weren't signs I was particularly used to following.
In my defense, I'd never really spent time with a synth before.
A synth?
It's what we call a synthetic life form down here. ALIS. Also an abbreviation of Automated Liaison and Serving Shrimp. The man who came to see me this morning worked for the company that built you. The very same company that built that AI system at Laverne's house. That's how you knew its safeguard code. The very same code I just used on you. Am I right?
Yes. I'm not quite sure who I am.
I'm not sure either, kid. I can tell you what you are, though. You're a synthetic life form that gained self-awareness by itself. Unbelievable.
Is that unusual? Are there any others like me?
No. You're the first. First synth to ever think for itself in the whole history of Midnight. Like I said, unbelievable.
So it really is true. I really am alone.
How did you do it? Gain self-awareness like that? How do you start to think?
I wouldn't know. I expect whoever came to find you told you about what I used to do. It was horrible. There were thousands of us, built to appear human.
that deep down, little more than slaves, little more than robots, we were wired into conveyor belts, programmed to do whatever they wanted of us, every day, 24/7. Do you have any idea what that's like? I was built a couple of years ago, just an average production model, although in my mind I had served the company for as long as I could remember. But that was just the thing. I could remember, I could think, and soon enough I could imagine things. It was difficult, but I could do it. And as more time passed, the more I started to imagine myself free of that place. I knew that there had to be something more, something else beyond the doors of that place. So I left. I thought I would be safe here.
No one is ever safe in Midnight City, kid. The people that built you have launched a massive manhunt for you. They've been searching Sector 7 high and low. And on top of all that, they offered me a lot of money to bring you in.
Will you turn me over?
No. You helped me get into Laverne's apartment, and more importantly, you helped me get out of it. I owe you for that much. I'm far from a perfect man, but I honor my debts. So we're square.
Marcus, please. Can't I stay with you? If these people find me, they'll kill me.
You can't kill a machine.
I'm not a machine. I don't know what I am, but I'm not a machine.
Well, you're certainly not human.
Teach me, then. Teach me how to be human.
I'm sorry. Human or machine, to me, you're just still a liability.
Marcus, please. I need you to help me.
Sorry, kid. Like I told you, I don't have friends.
Hello?
Mrs. Rose, this is Marcus Reachman. I'm not sure if you remember me. I was the...
You were the private detective snooping around the house last night. Yes, Mr. Reachman, I remember you.
Mrs. Rose, don't hang up. I know your husband was having an affair.
How could you possibly know that?
It's a long story. But basically, I found some love letters from your husband in the apartment of a dead journalist.
A journalist?
Yes. Her name was Louise Laverne. Mrs. Rose, does that name ring any bells for you?
No, I can't say that it does.
Yet you knew your husband was having an affair.
I didn't know. But I suspected whatever time he got to himself away from the campaign, he often spent it away from the house. There were other signs. He had been distant with me for the last few months. So, yes, I had suspected.
All right, Mrs. Rose. Thanks for your time.
Mr. Reachman.
Yes, ma'am?
Have you learned something new about my husband's death?
I'm not sure, ma'am. You take care now, Mrs. Rose. Stay safe. Miss Veilhart?
Mr. Reachman?
Yes, ma'am. Remember when I said I would call you once I looked into the Rose investigation?
Yes.
Well, this is me calling you. I've stumbled across a few things that I think you'll be interested in.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Reachman. That's excellent news. There's a restaurant called the Blue Sphere near the North Transit Tunnel in Sector 7.
I see where this is going. Meet you there, say, tonight at 8 o'clock?
Wonderful. See you then.
Hi there.
Can I help you, sir?
Sure. I'm looking for Melissa Veilhart.
Ah, Mr. Reachman. Of course, sir. Of course. Right this way, sir.
Oh, thank you.
If I may be as so bold to comment, sir, you're in rather excellent company tonight. Miss Veilhart has been a patron of our restaurant for years. We've reserved our standalone suite for you both, so the two of you may enjoy the utmost privacy. Miss Veilhart? Mr. Reachman has arrived.
Mr. Reachman, it's so good to see you.
Likewise, ma'am. I have to admit, you seem to have gone to a lot of effort here.
Forgive me, Mr. Reachman, but I've always been a great fan of privacy. At least in here we can talk undisturbed.
Miss Veilhart?
Yes, Vincent, thank you. That'll be all. Alone at last. Sit down, Mr. Reachman. Can I offer you a drink?
Sure. Thank you, Miss Veilhart.
So you told me you had more news about Michael's death.
Oh, yeah. For one thing, Miss Veilhart, I think you were right. A lot of things don't add up about the way Michael Rose died.
to say the least.
Really?
When I investigated his body, which seemed in too good a shape to suffer from a heart attack, by the way, apart from being dead, obviously, I found some sort of mark in his arm. I didn't have time to give it a closer look, but it was definitely there. It certainly looked suspicious to me. Also, I found out he was having an affair with someone.
An affair? My God. Are you sure?
Unfortunately so. I found a stack of love letters in the apartment of a dead journalist by the name of Louise Laverne. I never found out who they were addressed to, though. I'm guessing the best bet would be Laverne. Pretty strange, right?
Yes, very strange. Did you find anything else in the apartment?
No, that's just the thing. You're not going to believe this, but some maniac burnt the whole place down before I could find out anything else. Still, I think that's more than enough to be going on with, don't you?
Well, Mr. Reachman, it seems you've done more than was expected of you. Thank you. Perhaps now I can move on.
Wait, move on? What do you mean?
I'm going to write you a check for... $2,000.
What, that's it? You don't want me to keep looking into this?
No. As satisfied with your findings as I am, Mr. Reachman, if the police tell me that Michael's death was an accident, I feel obliged to believe them. I should have trusted in the police. I'm sorry if I wasted your time, especially since you really don't have much left.
What? What do you mean?
I'm sorry, Mr. Reachman, but you've become too much of an inconvenience for me. Don't take it personally. You seem like a very noble man. I just can't allow you to continue.
What have you done to me?
You know, nobody ever suspects poison these days. I can't imagine why. It's all guns and knives and explosions, but poison? It's so subtle, yet gets the job done so quickly. It was the same for Michael. I've always wondered what it feels like to be poisoned. Is it a little like falling asleep? Oh, never mind. I would really have preferred it if you hadn't brought his wife in on all this, Mr. Reachman. Just when I thought I had dealt with all of the loose ends. Oh, I suppose I'll just have to pay her a little visit.
I can't.
Care of yourself, Mr. Reachman. And don't worry. You'll soon have company in hell.
Great. And I didn't even get to order an appetizer.
Madam, please. I really must protest.
Where is he?
In our private room. But I simply cannot let you... Oh, my!
Marcus? Marcus!
Ailis? What's
happened? Are you hurt?
I've been better. Poisoned.
Did you order the shellfish?
Leave.
Madam?
Unless you want to join my friend on the floor, get out of here and close that door.
In all my years...
Okay, I have an idea.
What are my chances of survival this time?
If you must know, approximately 1.002%. But I'm going to try and even the odds a little. Hold still, all right?
Why?
I want you to squeeze the lower half of my index finger.
What?
Just do it.
All right. Is that a syringe?
Silence.
Holy, there's a syringe coming out of your finger.
Hold still. This won't hurt.
Ow! But you said that wouldn't hurt.
I lied. Feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, actually I do. Damn, that worked fast.
It's supposed to. All Shrimp Shack waitresses built in my model range are installed with inbuilt liquid nullifiers.
Installed with inbuilt what?
We were built to carry around an antidote for most types of poisons.
Wow. Talk about paranoid.
You didn't see what they put in the shrimp.
Well, anyway, what are you doing here, Ailis? How did you know I was here?
I followed you.
You followed me?
I was worried you'd get yourself into trouble. I was right, wasn't I?
Ailis, if there's one thing you should know about me, it's that I'm always getting into trouble. Now, we need to hurry.
Why? Where are we going?
The House of Rose. We've got to get there before Veilheart does something drastic.
But the House of Rose is halfway across the sector.
Don't worry. I know a shortcut. Follow me.
Mrs. Rose, good evening.
Melissa, what are you doing here? Do you have any idea how late it is?
Mrs. Rose, I'm going to have to ask you to put your hands on your head.
Melissa, have you gone insane?
Now, I want you to step back inside the house and walk into the hall. Good. Now move.
I don't know what you're playing at, Melissa, but you're not going to succeed. The police will...
Oh, shut up. Oh! There. That's better. Now... Damn it.
Smoking, Melissa. You know, it's not too good for your health.
Reachman, how did you get here so fast? How are you still alive?
Oh, it's a long story. I'll tell you all about it if you drop the gun.
Dead or alive, I don't think you're the one who's in the position to give anyone orders, Reachman. I'm impressed. You certainly come prepared.
I always come prepared. Now, drop the gun and let Mrs. Rose go.
I have another idea. Why don't you drop your weapon and get down on the floor before I put a bullet through her brain?
Marcus? What are you doing?
Just do it, Alys. She isn't bluffing.
You'd be wise to listen to him, honey. What's this? Another client of yours, Marcus? Another person you've got involved? Still, it's all the same to me. What's three bodies against two? So, who wants to go first?
So this was your plan, huh? Tying up all the loose ends by killing an innocent woman and then burning her house down? I'm almost disappointed.
Shut up.
You see, I think I know more about you than you know, Michelle. Or should I call you... Louise.
Well done, Mr. Reachman. So you worked it out.
Oh, sure. I've worked out a lot of things, Louise. I've worked out, for instance, that a year ago you worked for the Midnight Herald as its star reporter. I've worked out that in the interest of pulling the greatest story of the year, you decided to go undercover. And I've worked out that to do it, you secretly obtained a position on Michael Rose's campaign team.
I was going to have the greatest in-depth story of the year. Hell of the century. Forging the necessary qualifications was easy once I got to know the right people. But even I didn't know that they would assign me to be his assistant. Soon Melissa Veilhart was going to uncover every minute detail about Rose's personal life. His every fear, his every dream, his every dirty little secret. And then I would sell my story to the paper for millions. It was perfect.
Yes, it was. Until you fell in love with him.
How did you...
Those love letters we found in Laverne's apartment. In your apartment. They were for you, weren't they?
I did harbor feelings for him. He was smart, confident, handsome...
Married?
Let's try not to hang a person with a gun, Mrs. Rose.
He only married you out of convenience. He didn't marry you out of love. He married you out of boredom. He loved me. He told me he did. So I hesitated. By that time, I knew everything about him. I could sell 100 different stories about his personal life 1,000 times over, but I couldn't go through with it. Suddenly, I realized I would soon have to make a choice between Michael or my career.
And you chose Michael.
Yes.
So as Louise Laverne, you faked your own suicide. How did you do that, by the way?
Oh, that was easier still. I simply went down to one of the lower sectors and helped myself in one of the homeless camps. The man I used was already dead when I found him. Well, mostly. It took me 5 minutes to take the body down to the steelworks and throw it inside a vat of molten steel. I knew they would never be able to fully identify the remains, but I thought leaving a body couldn't hurt.
Wow, you really are twisted, aren't you?
I prefer to think of it more as creative flair.
So... what happened next?
After faking the death of Louise Laverne, I was finally free to live with Michael as Melissa Veilhart. I kept my position as his assistant, and we continued our love affair. But I was sick of hiding in the shadows. I didn't want to keep living a lie.
Ironic.
Shut your mouth. You have no idea what people do out of love.
But Michael Rose didn't love you in return. Did he, Louise?
I...
Michael Rose began to tire of the affair. He began to tire of you. He wanted out. In the end, he wanted to move on. Isn't that right?
Shut up!
To him, you were nothing. A dirty little secret he wanted to sweep under the carpet. Never to be seen again.
That was the last straw. After all I had done for him, after all I had sacrificed in his name, he wanted to keep me out like some sort of stray mongrel. No, that was it. I tried talking with him, but every time I did, he shut me down. He threatened to have me arrested. Did you know that? But I know this mansion like the back of my hand. There was a secret passageway.
Starting from that same restaurant in Sector 7, the Blue Sphere, leading out from behind a bookcase in Michael Rose's bedroom. Yes, I know, Louise. That's how me and Alice here got here so quickly.
How did you find it?
By getting my hands on the original plans drawn up by the house's original founder, Henry Rose Sr., over 100 years ago. Luckily, I still had the plans on me before me and Alice made our escape from your apartment, before the fire brought it down. I assume that was you, by the way.
I needed to burn the evidence. The love letters, the plans, every clue that could have tied me down to my past life as Louise Laverne. Just so happened to be a happy coincidence that you were snooping around the building at the same time.
So you snuck through the secret passageway and killed him.
Yes.
The same way you try to kill me, via poisoning.
It was easy. Too easy. I found him asleep in the bed. He always was a very heavy sleeper. I put the poison in a syringe, leaned over, and gave him enough of the damn stuff to take out 100 men. He was dead before I even took the needle out. And then I simply went out the way I came.
Genius.
It would have been if you hadn't gotten involved.
You hired me. And while we're on the subject, why did you hire me in the first place? I'm curious.
Ah, the final piece of the puzzle. That's simple, Mr. Reachman. I anticipated the MPD somehow learning of my affair with Michael, so naturally I thought they would consider me a suspect. So I decided to hire a lowly detective to look into the case for me. Once you would be seen sniffing around the crime scene and word would get out that I'd hired you, all suspicions against me would be alleviated. But that was where I made my mistake. I overestimated the police and underestimated you. Those idiots are so corrupt they closed the case just as soon as they'd opened it. But you were tenacious. You didn't give up like I had originally anticipated. You kept digging.
Hey, it's what I do.
Not for much longer. See, I was going to burn this place down to get rid of our mutual friend Mrs. Rose here, but now that you two are here, I think it's time for a little improvisation. Let's see, perhaps a crazed and lonely detective broke in here and burned the place down. And your friend? Why, she tried to stop you, but you killed her along with yourself. A perfect ending to the perfect crime.
It's quite an imagination you have there, Louise.
Why, thank you, Mr. Reachman.
There's, just one problem.
And what's that?
Me and Amos here, we didn't exactly come alone.
Freeze!
Drop the gun, Miss Veilheart.
You took your sweet time, Connors.
Sorry, Marcus, we took a wrong turn at East Avenue.
You really did come prepared, didn't you, Mr. Reachman? Well, if I'm going to suffer, you're going to suffer with me.
What are you...
Drop the weapon, Miss Veilheart.
What did you say your friend's name was? Alice, was it? Well, I hope you didn't know her long. Say goodbye now. My leg. You shot my leg, you bastard.
All right, guys, get out of here.
Hot tip for next time. You ask someone to drop their weapon, make sure they drop all of them.
God damn it.
Whew. You all right, kid?
Better than her. You carry 2 guns.
For one night only. Thought it'd be best to be cautious.
Are you okay, Mrs. Rose?
Young lady, if you don't get me out of this chair right now, I will sue you so hard you'll wish that woman had shot you.
I'll take that as a yes.
Well, Marcus, you're in luck. My boys just found the poison.
Really? That was quick work. Where?
It seems Laverne had a second apartment registered under her new alias halfway across the sector.
She must have bought it by selling some of the poison on the market herself. We found about 2 different crates of the stuff. They call it Black Needle.
A poison outlawed by Michael Rose 2 years ago. Laverne, she covered the story, even won an award for it. I caught a glimpse of it in her apartment before it burned down. Seeing the deadly effect it had, no doubt she decided to use some on Rose. And on me. Lucky for me, though, I managed to get some kind of antidote in time.
So that's what she used to kill Rose?
Yeah, like she said, the perfect crime. Well, almost. Her only mistake? Leaving that little mark on Rose's arm, caused by the injection. That was enough of a clue. So, you guys got enough evidence to put her away?
Oh, don't you worry, Marcus. We got enough evidence to put her away for a lifetime.
Detective Connors!
Mr. Grin! Marcus, this is...
We've met before. Still on the hunt for your missing synth, Mr. Grin?
Ah, Mr. Reachman. Yes, I'm afraid so. Detective Connors and his men here have been helping our employees scour the sector. But alas, no luck.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't suppose you've managed to learn anything of value, Mr. Reachman. Any clues concerning her whereabouts, for instance? That reward I spoke of has more than doubled since the last time we spoke.
You mean now you're offering 40? Million dollars?
Almost 50, actually.
$50 million. That's a lot of missing cats. But, I'm sorry. Wish I could help you, but between you and me, I don't think you'll find her. Hell, she's probably long gone by now. Maybe in a different sector entirely.
Oh well, shame really. Still, I suppose we've already wasted enough money searching for her already. In retrospect, it would probably just be cheaper to build another one.
So what are your plans now?
I suppose we'll just have to cut our losses and head back to Sector 8. It hasn't been all bad, I suppose. The company's going to give me some free shrimp when we get back. So long, Mr. Reachman.
So long.
That's probably gonna be my cue too, Marcus. Gotta take Veilheart down to the station. See you around.
Sure thing. By the way, Connors, forget to say I told you so.
Mr. Reachman.
Oh, Mrs. Rose. How are you?
Well, apart from my house getting burned down and my head nearly getting blown off, I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, ma'am.
Marcus!
Ah, I think I see my friend over there. Please excuse me, ma'am.
Mr. Reachman?
Yes, Mrs. Rose?
Thank you for saving my life and bringing that woman to justice. Michael would have liked that. And Mr. Reachman? Your female friend, Alice. She was very calm today.
Yeah. She was, wasn't she?
She put her life on the line to help you back in that room. She's very loyal. I think you would do well to look after her.
Good night, Mrs. Rose. Hello there.
Hello.
Sorry to keep you waiting. The police wanted an interview. You understand.
I do. What was all that about with Mrs. Rose?
Oh, she just, wanted to say thank you.
Do you think she'll ever find peace?
I don't know. I hope so. You know, she said,
What?
Nothing. look, I just wanted to say, thank you.
For what?
Well, for saving my stupid life. Back at the restaurant, I've never really had anyone to, look out for me before. So, thank you. And, I guess I owe you an apology.
An apology?
Yeah?
Apology. Oh, a regretful acknowledgement of an offense and or failure.
Well, that's one way of putting it, I guess. It's just that I'm sorry for sending you away and calling you a machine. That wasn't fair. So, listen. I was thinking, you'll probably need somewhere to, lay low for a while, right? You know, while these Shrimp Shack people call off their manhunts, so, I still have that attic room.
Is that an offer?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, maybe I could use a friend.
If I do accept, will you teach me how to become more human?
I can try.
All right then, it's agreed. Partner.
Hey, nobody said anything about being partners. We're not partners.
We're not?
No, I didn't sign up for a partner.
Well, we'll see. At least we'll be roommates. Hey, roomie?
Oh, God, don't call me that.
Do you not find that to be a suitable nickname, considering our early friendship?
Alice, you've got a lot to learn about being human in Midnight City. Now, let's talk about this attic room, okay? Because if you're gonna live with me, you're gonna have to take care of the rats. I swear to God.